248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. House Speaker Mike Johnson says President Biden should take executive action to resolve the border crisis.
The president has the existing authority under federal law to stem the flow here.
A lot is being made of the release of documents that include the names of accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's associates. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says don't paint them all with the same brush.
It is not necessarily naming people who have engaged in actions that were anything like the deplorable actions of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell.
Donald Trump has asked the Supreme Court to consider his Colorado ballot case. Election law expert and CBS News contributor David Becker.
It's important for the United States Supreme Court to rule on the merits as quickly as possible so that everyone in the United States can plan accordingly. The Republican Party can know whether they have a qualified nominee.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A public memorial for Senator Herb Kohl is a week from tomorrow at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Kohl helped build his family's chains of grocery and department stores. He served four terms as a U.S. senator, and he owned the Milwaukee Bucks for many years. People can make donations in Kohl's name to the La Follette School of Public Affairs, the Milwaukee Jewish Federation, and Wisconsin Teachers Classroom Projects. Two kidnapping suspects arrested in southwest Wisconsin agree to go back to Indiana to face charges they kidnapped an 11-year-old girl. Investigators say the girl's mother found inappropriate messages on her phone from one of the suspects. Authorities say they were likely on their way to South Dakota when they were caught near Dodgeville Saturday. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A Wausau daycare worker sentenced to spend at least 10 years in prison for crimes against children. The Wausau Pilot and Review reports 23-year-old Sean Wild was sentenced on Wednesday on charges of first-degree child sex assault, among other charges. The investigation on Wild began in October after a 10-year-old girl said she didn't want to go to Char's daycare in Weston because Wild touched her. Wild will spend 10 years in prison, 10 years on probation, and 18 years on extended supervision. The Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 is holding a blood drive tomorrow. You can help save lives and maybe win an SUV. On Friday, January 5th, you can donate at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids from 9 to 1. You can schedule an appointment to be a priority donor by calling 877-232-4376 or visit versity.org. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
All right, figured it out. Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. And thanks for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And Seth Habager.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a great start to your Thursday. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Hope it is treating you good. We're certainly going to. We're going to have some fun this morning. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Marlowe, giving us our weather today. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm so happy the phones are working. That part is the normal. That part I got figured out.
Yeah.
We're working on some stuff here, Britt, as I'm sure you guys are over there. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah. No, I'm fantastic. I'm going to try to send you good vibes for the phones and the mechanical issues.
Appreciate that.
Right? You know what I mean? It's like a short week. I can't figure out what day it is. It's Friday, but it's not.
Time is a flat circle. It really does. Time doesn't matter anymore. But the weather does. What has Mother Nature got in store for us, Brittany?
Yeah, not too much. We've got a few light flurries flying around out there this morning, but they're not going to accumulate just like they did yesterday. It was beautiful, by the way. It looked like a snow globe throughout the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
The cold front is here. Temperatures are in the teens to low 20s right now. And with the wind chill, it's feeling more like the single digits to low teens. So definitely getting slapped a little bit with some cold, but we'll survive. The sun will be bright and beautiful today. The clouds will clear out. It'll actually be the sunniest day of the week. So enjoy it if you need some vitamin D, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
We've got cloudy days ahead. We've got a little chance of some snow scraping, mainly the northern half of the state on Saturday. Otherwise, that big system that I was kind of tracking for early next week, it does want to shift south, and it does want to head towards Chicago and maybe more Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha area. So as of right now, we're avoiding that, but anything can change. I'll keep an eye on that for you guys. Just sunny and cold today.
All right.
All right. All right. We can handle that.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad at all. Yeah. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate
that. Brittany. You're welcome.
We are sending good, positive, strong vibes your way as well. Wishing you a good one. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Have a good one, Britt. Thanks, Britt. She's awesome. That's awesome. I'm really enjoying this. It's going to be a lot of fun working with her.
Yep.
And we are looking forward to some nice weather today. That seems all right with me. Mm-hmm. Seems pretty good.
Just bundle up.
Yep, indeed.
Got a bunch of things to get to this morning. Did want to let everybody know we have our team of engineers are working really hard because we're kind of behind the scenes doing some interesting things with our systems where we're getting them all under the same...
Merging them, if you will. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I should really let Seth explain this. I'm going to use a bunch of like metaphors and different things and everything, and nobody's really going to know what I'm talking about. But yeah,
so when they pass the ball to the other team... This happens, and then this guy appears out of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. We just switch over to our main server, which is the one in Madison. That's the big one, and we're trying to integrate everything so it's a little more seamless, that sort of thing. But of course, as we go along here, we're going to have a few hiccups along the way. So we want to make sure that we want to warn everyone. There's going to be a little weirdness maybe today, tomorrow, that kind of stuff as we work out the kinks in this. But it's so far it's running pretty good so far. So this is just the first experiment of going live with the new thing. So
all things considered, I mean, it could be going a lot differently.
We will take it. Great team.
Really do. Shout out to the best in engineers out there and all of our team out there doing such good work, and a big thank you especially to Chuck Gennaro.
Working hard this morning.
I mentioned that Pam is the heart of WFHR. That's the soul of WFHR.
Chuck.
And the brains.
And the brains, too. It's very important to point that out. Yeah. And
very, very important.
If I only had a brain.
We do not. Actually, I'm really glad you did that, Melissa. And you just teed me up perfectly because we do not have bumpers today. We don't have
one thing we don't have yet.
I get to sing all day?
Yes. Melissa's going to sing us into... No.
It's going to be Ace of Base every time we come back
there. James is immediately regretting it.
I can't say anything. I mean, she's the bumper person for today. She gets to choose whatever she wants.
Oh, that is funny. Oh, my goodness.
I appreciate you, Melissa. Thank you very much. we are going to get to do some fun today. It is your usual unusual suspects bringing you serious comedy to start your day. Mm-hmm. Seth, Melissa, I, and we are also going to be joined by our good friend Madison Rafter in the top of the 9 o'clock hour with our Pet of the Week.
Yeah.
Our Southwick County Humane Society joining us. That's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that.
Yep.
We got some other stuff to get to, too, this morning. We want to talk about the price of stamps going up. That's been interesting. Got a little bit of entertainment news want to touch on, including some local stuff. And after we're done hanging out with Madison, we're going to get into planning your spring vacation or summer vacation. I got you can plan a free visit to a national park on select dates.
Ooh. Ooh, now that's awesome.
Right.
That's cool.
I want to get to that. Also, as we wrap up New Year's Eve talk, or New Year's talk, tips to achieve your 2024 New Year's resolution and the best and worst cities for keeping it.
All right.
So depending on where you live, you're doomed.
Yeah. You're doomed.
Have a That Ain't Right story that is not only going to pull on all of your empathy, but also probably disgust you a little bit.
Oh.
It's a little of both.
The gamut of emotions there. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
And speaking of a gamut of emotions, this one has been rocking me for a while. And I hate to start our show on such a serious note, especially with all the things we have going on. It's 2024 and it's an election year. It's important. There are certain things that I am not going to shy away from. Mm-hmm. I feel I have a responsibility on this microphone as a mixed person to speak on certain things. You've heard me talk about Jewish things and much about anti-Semitism and a lot of this. You don't hear me talk much about my Egyptian heritage or my Italian heritage from time to time. I'm going to pull on the Italian heritage right now and take us to Italy, where there is a meltdown going down because somebody put pineapple on a pizza.
Oh no!
Now I have been asked by I go to the Italian meetings once a month and everything. I see all my fellow Dagos and everything.
Well, you do a lot of meetings.
I do. You're telling me.
Yeah.
and I was asked not to speak on this, but I have to. I have to. It's right. important, and we don't shy away from things around here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's right.
Let's dive into this. A highly respected third generation pizzeria owner named Gino Sorbillo just decided to challenge that trend. This trend of putting pineapples on pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
It's become acceptable here in America, but most Italians are very, very, very against it.
Really?
Yes. Very.
Interesting.
And this is more of a straight from the boot thing, not mm-hmm. your Italian Americans, but
right.
More of that. So other places have done this, but this place is the first to really do this and like try to bring people in and really mm-hmm. like pomp and circumstance to it and all that. It's a big deal because his restaurant is in the heart of Naples, the pizza capital of the world.
Wow.
This young man says he's doing it to combat food prejudice and that it annoys him when people, quote, follow the crowd and condition themselves according to other people's views.
Mm.
That said,
good on him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. I 100% agree with that. That said, he's not selling what we'd call a Hawaiian pizza. his has three types of cheese. The pineapple is cooked twice to give it a caramelized taste.
Ooh.
And the biggest difference is it's a white pizza with no tomato sauce.
Oh, okay.
Gino says tomatoes are a fruit and you should never have two fruits on a pizza. It makes everything too acidic and, okay. quote, wouldn't be a good product. In other words, pineapple on pizza is okay, but if you're just tossing it on your normal order of Domino's, he thinks that's trash.
Okay. Well, especially if it's just pineapple straight out of a can and plopped on there.
Yeah, yeah. Very good point.
First off, I love my people. I love the idea. I like how serious. And this is not just with pineapple on pizza. Okay, my family, they will scream "I love you" at you. Like they everything is at a 10. Everything is
because
at a 10.
I love you.
Yeah, everything's at a 10. Everything's passionate. Everything and everything is the sky is falling. But at that same passion, that same mm-hmm. craziness and everything mm-hmm. is also what I think makes so many Italians in human history so like obsessive about certain things and making them so amazing. Look at Da Vinci, look at Michelangelo. I mm-hmm. mean, there's a lot of great examples, even modern examples. This is one of them, I think, mm-hmm. of taking something and looking and like just going way, way into more into it than a lot of other people would.
Exactly.
Like, way, way passionate about it. I've had pineapple on pizza when I was a teenager. I didn't mind it. I didn't think mm-hmm. it was that big of a deal. I felt very similar to anchovies. Mm-hmm. I didn't really taste the anchovies. It didn't seem like a big deal to me.
Yep.
This I would love to try.
Mm-hmm.
This I think would be a lot of fun to try.
Yeah, right.
I'm not usually big on white sauces. Would you guys try this one?
I think I would give it a try. I don't mind pineapple on pizza. I don't mind the classic Hawaiian. It's not my favorite. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to eat it all the time. But I would try it because it sounds very interesting. You know, three mm-hmm. cheeses and the white sauce and everything. So, yeah.
And
yeah.
the fact that the pineapple is caramelized.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, makes it a little sweeter.
Like it's
yeah.
cooked. Mm-hmm. And yep. I think that's what wins me over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That part really got me. That part I don't know what it is, but the caramelized part of it just sounded really tasty to me.
In a lot, it sounds like they're just trying to reclaim their pizza, you know, their heritage,
yes,
you know,
yes.
that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Understandable. I
want to fight about pizza? We'll show you what you can fight about.
We know the phones are working. 715-424-2600. Would mm-hmm. you try this? And what is your most eccentric pizza? What is your most, you know, interesting or craziest or funnest combination of pizza that you love that you have? And it doesn't have to be, but I think it'd be interesting if it's on a regular basis you eat this.
Yeah.
Like most people I know that like pineapple or any of these things, it's a once in a while thing.
Right.
I'm curious.
Ramen pizza.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That might go
wow.
be on a little farther.
That's a lot to take in.
Yeah,
that's
is.
A lot to take in. What flavor of ramen?
Yeah.
The best part, the ramen is knitted as a lattice and laid across the top of the pizza. It's a work of art.
Oh yeah. That would be pretty to look at. That'd be interesting to look at.
oh goodness.
I want to. What about we set foods on fire? How about a pizza that's on fire? One of those.
What's on fire? I love that, by the way. It's better because it's on fire.
James, your pizza's on fire.
Yep.
That's it's supposed to be.
That's how I like it. Burnt. No.
The carbon is good for you.
Yeah, I mean, wood-fired pizza is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I have never once in my life been called boring about any subject.
Right.
But I'm realizing more and more that as I discover more and more about my relationship with food and we mm-hmm. talk more and more food, how boring I am when it comes to food. I am one of the most boring, like pepperoni pizza. That's it. I'm not even big on cheese pizza. Like, yeah, right. I just like pepperoni pizza. I'm so,
James, there's cheese on a pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, yeah. But it's true. But I need the pepperoni. Yeah. I need the pepperoni. you know what I had for lunch yesterday? A pepperoni sandwich.
Yeah, the pepperoni sandwich?
I toasted two pieces of bread, put a bunch of pepperoni on it, and ate it. Like, that's what my lunch was. And I was so happy. I was smiling.
At least you ate. Yeah, something.
Thank you,
know?
Melissa. Yeah. Thank you. I am a really boring eater. I gotta step out of my comfort zone on this stuff. I would try this. I would try it.
Definitely. All right.
We'll keep the phone lines open. Of course, you join the conversation anytime you like. 715-424-2600. Looking forward to talking with all of you throughout the morning here.
Yeah.
We are going to take a time out, get to Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We come back. We're going to have some fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Milwaukee losing to the Indiana Pacers for the fourth time in a row. Final score, Pacers 142, the Bucks 130. What was the problem? Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
For us, I thought it was just the turnovers. You know, I challenged the team before the game about our rebounding. So our guys, I thought we fought. We kept competing. I just thought the turnovers really hurt us.
The Bucks in San Antonio tonight against the Spurs. NFL, the Packers held practice getting ready to host the Chicago Bears Sunday at Lambeau Field. Bears quarterback Justin Fields on playing in Green Bay.
You know, their home field. I know their fans are going to be loud because there's not much to do in Green Bay except watch football. But
The Packers are headed to the playoffs if they can beat the Bears. Jordan Love.
That's what you play for, right? You play for these moments, these opportunities to play in the, you know, competitive games. And I think everybody's excited for it, but it's going to be fun.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 27 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, it'll be clear. We'll drop to 16. Tomorrow, cloudy, 32. Some light snow is possible tomorrow night. And then on Saturday, mostly cloudy, high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
I swear.
She did it. You are the best ever.
Yeah.
Hey, you put me in charge of bumpers. That,
yeah. You are the best. There's nobody's stopping you. Oh, it is time to do some celebrating. God, I love you, Melissa. It's time to do some celebrating.
Oh, I forgot it's the birthday, though. Happy, happy birthday from all of us to you. We hope you like your birthday so we can party too. Hey!
Nice, nicely done. It's time for our birthday. We may just have to keep this. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's and get to know the new gang over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, keeping everybody on the same page and letting you guys know what's going on. We're gonna. The birthday and anniversary club is just going to be a little different for a little while here. We'll see. We're feeling things out with the new owners over at Misty's.
Yeah.
Want to talk with them and see what they want to do going forward.
Right, right.
We've had the same relationship with the owners for a very long time. New mm-hmm. ownership might be a little different. We want to figure that out.
Yep.
And be respectful to Misty's Menu.
Right.
So as we go forward here, just going to be the birthday and anniversary club for a little while here,
mm-hmm.
just to keep that in mind. But we do say a gigantic shout out to our friends at Misty's. Encourage you to treat mm-hmm. yourself. yourself.
Yep.
Get on over to Misty's. Enjoy some great food, great atmosphere. Not a better atmosphere.
No.
The only thing better than the atmosphere is the people over there.
Exactly.
Enjoy yourself.
Right.
9041 State Highway 13 south of Wisconsin Rapids. We say good morning to all of our friends at Misty's Menu.
Mm-hmm.
We dive into our birthday and anniversary club, and boy, we got some good ones on in here. I want to thank everybody that sent us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us.
Mm-hmm.
You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook page as well. And, darn it. I know there's another way to do this. Do you guys, can help me out here a little bit?
Nope. Sorry, you're on your own, dude. You're totally on your own.
Call up and join the conversation. Oh, you guys are the best. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. I need a 1 through 3. Whoever can give me that. You know what? I want a 1 through 3.
You want a 1 through 3?
Yeah. Why don't you guys give it to me?
Two.
All right. Seth gave it to me first.
I was going
to
pick two.
Well, then we were on the same page on that one.
That gives us our bad thing. That gives us that qualifier. We can get right to the celebrating it. First up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to a good friend of the station here and the community, Clifford Eichhorn.
Oh, happy birthday, Clifford.
Hey, Clifford.
Cliff is the owner of Wisco Wellness in town here. They have advertised with us a bit. We've worked with them a bit. And I know Cliff, good guy, really good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Great dad, great business owner, puts a lot into this community. We appreciate him.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day, sir.
Celebrate your birthday.
Yeah.
We also wish happy birthday to Kelly Cooper.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Enjoy your day, Kelly. We hope it's a fantastic one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier today, Julie Tagg.
Oh, happy birthday, Julie.
Happy birthday, Julie.
Wishing you the best of days, Julie. We hope it's a good one for you, and you are our qualifier.
Yeah.
Hey. One other note to mention, and I've been looking at the calendar for the last couple of months, and I saw this coming up, and I was so excited for it. And then it came, and I completely forgot because of last night. We had a late email that came in that just kind of changed a lot of things around here, so we were kind of adapting to that. And that coming out of a meeting, I went right into this, and that's all I was thinking about. But I do want all of us and all of our listeners out there to celebrate and take the win, because we have today is the day that we completed our move to our Second Avenue South studios.
That's right. Wow.
And this day in 2022, so it's been two years.
2 years. We've been in this building 2 years, man.
If I questioned you, you can win a shirt if you can guess how many years we've been in this studio. I don't feel like anybody would have gotten that right, including our own staff.
Yes.
I would not have guessed that.
We would have had to been like, wait a minute. When did we go in this? Yeah.
My God, it's been a whirlwind. It has been insane.
Crazy 2 years.
I'm not saying negative. I just mean crazy. You know, sometimes crazy is just crazy. It's not good or bad. It just is. It has been a wild couple of years. And it's been a wild 24 hours. It's really something. I want to send a big thank you to Heart of Wisconsin Media, to our good friend Marcus over there, and wishing them well, wishing them a good morning and everything. This doesn't happen without Marcus not doing that. That's right.
Or me, or Melissa, for that matter.
Exactly. And I could not imagine doing this job without you guys. I really couldn't. I appreciate Marcus for that.
Yep.
We certainly send a gigantic thank you to Civic Media, to Sage, to all of our team over there, and our friends, our family over there, to keep WFHR not only local, keep it on the radio, but to, the things that we've been able to do with Civic in the last 2 years, in big part because of this building.
Yep, 100%, man.
It is really something bringing guests here. You know, the old studio I loved. That studio, I there's not a building
nostalgia
that I spent... I don't know if there's a building I've ever spent more time in than that old building.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice having a nice building. It's nice having nice equipment.
It is. It's really great.
And our guests have been loving it the last couple of years, especially we get a new guest in and they haven't been here yet.
Yep.
Well, and it's at a nice central location, very visible to, you know, people who are driving by. And Pam does a great job of making it so welcoming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Marcus had a dream, a vision of making old school radio kind of modernized, mm-hmm. where, you know, back in the day in the 40s, 50s, radio stations were in the heart of the city. You could see right in there and see the DJs working and all that. And that's kind of what we have here. We have mm-hmm. a kind of modern version of that.
We do.
And I think WFHR's home for the, you know, for a long, 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 long time. Mm-hmm. I couldn't see us moving for any reason. So we made this work.
We did.
Again, keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody, and happy anniversary to the building here.
Yes.
Let's take a look at some celebrity birthdays. Daphne Keene is 19. Lyra Silvertongue on His Dark Materials. She was also Laura, Wolverine's kid in Logan.
Oh, yeah. She's 19?
Yeah, I can't believe she's still 19. I thought she was already 19 when I first saw her in His Dark Materials.
Right.
I started watching that show because of James McAvoy. He's one of my favorite actors. I'll watch anything he does. And I heard really good things about the books that they're based on. Mm-hmm. I hadn't read them. I kept watching, even though James, because I found out James McAvoy was only in it like sparingly.
Yeah, right.
I kept watching because of this young lady. Mm. She is one of my favorite young actors. Like, if I have to put 10 actors together, she's one of them. Mm. This young lady's amazing. I don't know how she hasn't become a household name or how she hasn't gotten even bigger yet. Mm-hmm. Her work in...
she's 19.
Yeah.
Something else. But her work in Logan alone was incredible. Incredible work in that. And and her work in His Dark Materials was even better. Like, she's really got a
up and comer.
Yeah, she really is.
Good things to come, probably.
Let's see here. Darcy Carden is 44. She was Janet on The Good Place. She was very good on that. Did a good job. That's mm-hmm. a fun show. Fun show. One of those shows that if people are looking for something to watch mm-hmm. and everything I'll throw out there, I'm like, oh, I think you might like this one. Yep. It's a pretty, you know, fair, safe show. It's a little edgy at times, but doesn't really push things too far or anything. It's a fun show. Mm-mm. There are a handful of people that I grew up wanting to be. When I was a kid watching, especially when I was first watching stand-up comedy or sketch comedy, because I was not born with a funny bone. And I know that I say that, and it sounds like I'm joking. I literally wasn't. I'm not funny. You hear me on the air here.
Yep.
Anything funny about me is from watching funny people and learning from them. Eric Idle was one of the first that I did with Monty Python. With Second City, it was John Candy, Eugene Levy. And as a high schooler, I fell in love with the kids in the hall. I thought it was, it's still right there. Saturday Night Live and Monty Python, they're a whole other separate category. Mm-hmm. I don't even put them in this discussion. But as far as like my favorite sketch comedy shows, In Living Color, Mr. Show, and The Kids in the Hall, those mm-hmm. are my ones. And Dave Foley is celebrating his 61st birthday today. Oh. And I still, at 61, even though he's older than me, I still wish I was Dave Foley. I still do. News Radio, Dr. Ken, of course, The Kids in the Hall, a lot of good cameos over the years. Mm-hmm. I Dave Foley's comedic timing and his use of his ability to be so dark yet so light at the same time. I don't know how he has ever done it, but he's so good.
He's one of the great straight men of all time. Comedy straight men. He's so good at it. Yep.
Michael Stipe is 64, REM's lead singer and songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Country singer Patti Loveless is 67 today.
All right. Oh, I like Patti Loveless. She's a really good songwriter.
We played a little of her today to celebrate her birthday on our sister station on the Sunrise Show. Bernard Sumner is 68, founder and guitarist in New Order and Joy Division.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where 80s music is, where New Wave is without him.
No. New Order, from the ashes, of course, of Joy Division. And what they did able to do after the death of Ian Curtis and completely reinvent themselves and become an iconic group for electronic music. Yeah, you can't say anything more than that. So.
Yeah. It really is groundbreaking what they were able to do.
Yeah, exactly.
We also wish a happy birthday to Don Shula, as we look at birthdays of people no longer with us.
Oh, the great Don Shula.
Still winning as coach of all time, I believe.
Yes, one of the all-time greats, absolutely.
Yeah. You can't talk about the history of football without talking about Mr. Shula,
mm-hmm.
Certainly. Yep. And I will say, I I know that Bill Belichick has an opportunity to beat him as the all-time winningest coach, and I know Belichick's won 7 titles, all this.
Right.
I don't know if anybody's ever going to be considered the greatest coach of all time other than bigger than Don Shula to certain generations, no matter what Belichick does.
Yeah, exactly.
That's such a weird word. Most winningest head coach?
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. Yes.
Come
on. Absolutely. Absolutely. But sports fans make no sense.
No, they don't.
Make no sense. No, whatsoever. Not whatsoever.
I thought you were talking gibberish, but no, it's actually on Wikipedia.
So, okay, there we go. Well, then I must be right. You know, it's on Wikipedia. Yeah.
Well, under his Don Shula page.
I do love the idea of just starting to do nonsense words to Melissa and see how much of it she...
You are such brats.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
We are. Are we going to go to commercial break? We're thinking about it. We're tempted to go to commercial break. I do want to once more remind everybody that you can call up and join the conversation. We understand how it is. You forget a birthday or anniversary. Yeah, we want you to be able to get it to us and everything.
Yeah.
So feel free to call up and join the conversation. And if you are listening to us on the Civic Media app, bless you. Thank you for downloading it.
Mm-hmm.
Get your Civic Media app wherever you download your apps.
Yep.
You're just a touch or two away from getting a hold of us.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, one button dialing.
So
that will come in handy tomorrow when we're doing our Star of the Day. And you get a chance to win some free Culver's. Be listening for that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All that coming up for you right here. We got more coming up for you here on WFHR.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a second here.
We're working on the fly here.
I'm being told by my producer, who I am, to stretch.
Stretch.
That's right. I'm the producer. Okay. Stretch, guys. Stretch. So... celebrating our birthdays and anniversaries as we go forward here, I do want to remind everybody not only to get us those, but we want to continue to celebrate with you on the weekends as well. I've had listeners in the past ask me if their birthday fell on a Saturday or Sunday, what to do. Get it to us.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it on Friday.
Exactly.
If you missed it and you get it to us late, we'll talk about it on Monday.
Yeah.
Because guess what? We're back on Mondays. We've been off the last 2 weeks. But
that's true. So, we got
back on Mondays.
She's got nothing but great stuff for us. She's working on it for 2 weeks.
I almost feel like we all needed that reminder too. We better be here on Monday.
Guess what, guys? Monday morning.
We'll be here. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
From this moment, life has begun.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's January, and it's that time of year when the air is cold and crisp. You go outside and decide you do want to build a snowman. You just love winter. You roll a giant snowball for the base, and you start building. You got some sticks for the arms and a hat for his head. You even have the carrot nose and the big button eyes. The chilly air lets you breathe in deep, and then you see it. A big brown puddle starts forming right under Frosty. That is so gross. What is that? It's your septic tank, and the air is not fresh anymore. Well, before old Frosty gets renamed Old Stinky for fouling up the neighborhood, you better call Crockett Septic. From Rome to Rudolph, Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point Clover, Crockett Septic can handle your septic, holding tank, and porta-potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie, because nobody wants to smell the other stuff.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And we're back.
It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us. Never know what's going to happen on air. We're just flying by the seat of our pants.
You got it, man.
It's a hard knock life.
this I don't know. You know, I know that they've already wrapped up the WBA awards and everything, but they need to open them up again, and they need to give Melissa all the awards.
Yes, all the awards. every single one.
Every award needs to go to Melissa.
Doesn't matter what category it is.
Oh God, I appreciate you guys, and a big shout out to our engineering team and all the everybody working so hard behind the scenes for us right here. Let's dive into this one, you guys. This is interesting. It's 2024, but apparently 1996 is creating a frenzy online.
Okay.
It's a repeat of the year.
It has nothing to do with any of the crazy stories back then, reminiscing about Alanis Morissette, figuring out who killed Tupac. I mean, all these other different things that are going on. It's calendars.
Huh?
People have realized that old 1996 calendars would work perfectly for 2024.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay.
So vintage nuts are hunting down dusty 1996 calendars to use in place of 2024 ones.
I don't think I have my calendar from 96.
You don't?
Neither
do I.
I bet you.
I kept them from like the early 2000s. I have them.
Oh.
My mom used to do that too, which got me doing that.
Oh, really?
I don't know how far back I have, but I have quite a few.
It's almost like my diary because I wrote down like everything that I did, all the shows I was in, when I had rehearsals, when I had, you know, like when I'd meet up with people. Everything is on there.
Same here.
I kept them.
Yeah. Yeah. It used to be, it was such a thing in our family to put everything on there, births, deaths, you know, anniversaries. Mm-hmm. And then it started becoming like little notes, like Jill lost her first tooth on this day or something that.
Yeah.
So it is kind of a journal. That's a really cool way to put it. I hadn't thought of it that way, but I like that. You know, there's lots of people out there that do that. Also, if you are getting one of those calendars, you're going to be seeing a bunch of birthdays on there of people that you don't even know, maybe. You know,
right.
That part could be interesting, I suppose. It's also the throwback subject matter. There are 1996 calendars with the sensations of the times, like Home Improvement, Friends, Seinfeld, along with stars like Boys to Men, Whitney Houston, Pam Anderson, Tom Cruise.
Nah.
A Boys to Men calendar. Oh, that made me.
That goes along with the Pam Anderson barbed wire calendar.
Yes.
Sure, that could fit right in.
The 1996 calendars on eBay are going for anywhere between $20 and $200.
What?
And wow.
And if you still have one in your basement, you could use it or sell it because they won't line up perfectly with a new year until 2052.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Right. Sell them now.
Yep.
Sell
them. Mm-hmm.
That's quite interesting.
I guess will them to your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Exactly.
We're handing these down to you, Fido. I think this is interesting, but I'm also a little curious of if this starts a trend. I'm really, really loving what we're seeing with a lot of not just a younger generation, but with a lot of people. Going to thrift shops is now hip. It's a cool thing to do, no matter what age you are.
Okay.
Reusing clothes is in. Repurposing things is in. I think it's really cool to see people take an item and instead of just throwing it in a landfill, turning it into something.
Okay.
You know, I use the example all the time of taking an old door and turning it into a table. I think that stuff's really, really cool. With the rise of that, maybe this is just always going to happen. The calendar kind of thing and things like that. We print a lot of stuff and we, you know, not everything we can recycle.
Yep. That's right.
Very true.
That's a very
There's a fashion designer, not just fashion designer, they're taking clothes. I think it's a designer in France, taking old clothes and turning them into building materials.
Okay.
So much of our old clothing goes into landfills.
That's true. That's very cool. That's nice. Nice little note there.
Yeah.
Interesting. So
ways to reuse stuff.
Yeah.
Getting into another one here. If you had an original Nintendo in the 90s, you probably spent countless hours on this game. But we all just got schooled by a Gen Zer.
Uh-oh.
A 13-year-old gamer in Oklahoma named Willis Gibson just became the first person to ever beat Tetris.
Beat it?
Yeah.
Beat Tetris?
I didn't know you could beat it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
My dad is furious right now. he goes by the name Blue Scuddy, Scooty, Blue Scooty, online. if it's been a while, each level of Tetris gets faster and faster, and usually it just keeps going until you lose. But there's a glitch where it can eventually get so fast the console can't keep up and crashes. Until now. Only AI has been able to do it. Willis made it to level 157 before it finally froze up. You can watch the whole video on YouTube. When it crashes, he freaks out and starts hyperventilating.
Oh, no.
Jeez. Poor guy. The entire run took 38 minutes, and he set several new world records, including highest score at just over 600,585,000 points or something.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Tetris on Nintendo came out 34 years ago in 1989, but more than two decades before Willis was even born.
Wow.
He says his next goal is to beat Contra. No. he says his next goal is to do it again, but try to be more efficient.
All right.
Be more efficient. I mean, it's only 30-some minutes of his life.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Some gray hairs.
The stress.
Yeah, that would be stressful.
Kid's going to have carpal tunnel by the time he's 18.
No kidding. Ow.
It's interesting, and I'll say that. I don't know. What I actually find even more interesting about this, honestly, is making a game with no end.
Yes.
Making a game you can't beat and it being popular.
Well, supposedly, most of the games that we grew up with, you know, the arcade games, your Pac-Mans, Donkey Kongs, and stuff, they all were supposedly, you know, never-ending. You just get to the point where it would be too hard. There were glitches, though. Like, there was a famous kill screen on Donkey Kong when you get to a certain, like, 256 or something like that. And then the whole game would just crash because there was a little bug in one of the chips. Those were theoretically, like, forever games, yeah.
Pitfall.
Oh, I loved Pitfall.
It was all about the score. It was all about high scores. Remember when we had scoring on video games?
That's right. And they completely got rid of scoring.
That's totally gone now.
Completely gone. I was thinking of Joust. That was a good one. There was a couple of games Qbert. Qbert was one of those games in the arcade. I don't remember playing it on a console, but in the arcade, I remember being able to beat that or get very far on that.
Right.
But it wasn't a difficult game. I don't remember it being difficult or
anything. It has challenges. It was the diagonal movements that always got me. That was kind of weird, but yeah.
With Qbert, it's one of those games too where I don't remember ever anybody or any instructions on how to play it. Mm-hmm. I just remember going up to the machine and playing and seeming to know how to play it.
I just don't know how to do this.
Put your quarter in.
Yep.
That seems gone, too, the idea of that. Like, nowadays, games are just so complex. And most of them can be so complex. Mm-hmm. With that also being said, there is so many games out there that are created by independent people now.
Yep.
And, you know, get a bit of a following, get a little money behind it, and all of a sudden it's on your app store. And you can play. They're very basic. We've gone back to a lot of 2D as well, a lot of side-scrolling.
Side-scrolling stuff, yep.
Platform games, those are my favorite.
Yeah. I miss those. Yeah, those are my jam. Contra.
Mentioned Contra, yes.
up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
Oh, the old Konami code, yeah.
Yes, yes. I will forget my social security number, but I will remember up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, start.
No, guys, that's his password for everything.
don't! We got a call.
Oopsie.
We got a call coming in. Let's take it. Good morning. You're on the show.
I suppose now they're going to probably make a movie out of this and make a Pixel 2. And William Brenner, the Wonder Kid, is going to be part of it again and beat Tetris. And then they're going to probably...
They are working on the sequel right now. You're absolutely right. They're working on this right now. We've got some of our best, brightest working on it, I'm sure.
It's kind of, with all the video games out there nowadays, how many more can they do Final Destinations Black Ops and all this stuff? I really think you're going to start seeing the older games really surge again. You're going to start seeing the Froggers and the Centipedes and the Asteroids.
Like
Well, that's going to become popular again.
Yeah.
They the Gen Zers are part of what's making them popular, too. Mm-hmm. They're getting into these games. They're seeing them and like, wow, these are great. They love the 8-bit. They love a lot of it.
Well, you know, I was just...
arcades, I think, are going to come back, too. We've got a new one here in Abbotsford.
Really? Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I was just at, like I think I mentioned, the Pinball Museum down in North Carolina. Down there where you can play the pinball games. They had some video games there. There's a great retro arcade in Madison that I've been to. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. They got some great stuff there. So, no, I think retro gaming is becoming very popular.
It should be.
As long as they bring Keith Gap, Galaga. I mean, that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Galaga.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's the one.
It's around.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Well done, sir.
Good. I think I have to say that one has to beat Space Invaders. I really do.
Yes.
Oh, Galaga was better than Space Invaders. Yes.
That was the one you could get behind if you strategized it. You could get behind the block and use
the meteorite
and you shoot through. Yeah, you shoot through. Yeah. When you first figure that out, you feel so smart. You feel like Sun Tzu. You feel like you figured out the art of
master
war.
Master of strategy.
Yes, yeah. Appreciate you. Always good to talk to you, man.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
You too.
We will take a quick break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show.
Do 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 do. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A few flurries flying early eventually give way to the sunniest day of the week. Partly sunny skies and calm winds, but crisp temperatures. We stay below freezing today with highs into the mid-20s. By tonight, more clouds build in as lows plummet back to the teens. Right now, it's 21 degrees.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Making simulations of child pornography with artificial intelligence may become a crime in Wisconsin. A legislative committee heard testimony yesterday on a bill. State Representative Calvin Callahan says AI images are created from real photos, and he says those kids are victims. Voting is good for your health, according to the American College of Physicians. Research shows states with fewer barriers to voting have better health outcomes. ACP President Omar Atik.
If there is more voter participation, there will be better health care policies and therefore better health care.
Wisconsin ballot access ranked 47th in the 2022 Cost of Voting Index. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Visit Rome announces that the annual Rome Snow Bandits Ice Fishery and Raffle, also known as Pete and Will Palooza, will be held January 13th at the Lure Bar and Grill, ice or no ice. If the ice isn't safe for fishing, they'll hold an indoor virtual ice fishing contest instead. They will have all the usual winter fun with cash prizes, door prizes, meat and 50-50 raffles, and raffle baskets. The top raffle prize is a fishing trip for two to Canada. This third annual event takes place January 13th from 7 to 3. The Wisconsin DNR is warning ATV-UTV riders to be careful when operating on winter roads and trails. Just because they're legally open for riding doesn't mean the trails are safe. Many don't have snow yet, but frost and ice can cause slippery conditions that are not visible. Be extra careful, especially when slowing down and approaching turns. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Milwaukee losing to the Indiana Pacers for the fourth time in a row. Final score, Pacers 142, the Bucks 130. What was the problem? Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
For us, I thought it was just the turnovers. You know, I challenged the team before the game about our rebounding. So our guys, I thought we fought. We kept competing. I just thought the turnovers really hurt us.
The Bucks in San Antonio tonight against the Spurs. NFL. The Packers held practice getting ready to host the Chicago Bears Sunday at Lambeau Field. Bears quarterback Justin Fields on playing in Green Bay.
You know, their home field. I know their fans are going to be loud because there's not much to do in Green Bay except watch football. But
The Packers are headed to the playoffs if they can beat the Bears. Jordan Love.
That's what you play for, right? You play for these moments, these opportunities to play in the, you know, competitive games. And I think everybody's excited for it, but it's going to be fun.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Thank you.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A few flurries flying early eventually give way to the sunniest day of the week. Partly sunny skies and calm winds, but crisp temperatures. We stay below freezing today with highs into the mid-20s. By tonight, more clouds build in as lows plummet back to the teens. Right now, it's 21 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown
radio. Waiting for me.
Where's our bumpers?
I was going to jump in, but I wasn't sure.
Okay.
My lover, wanna be my lover.
Oh, you rock.
Oh, that's awesomeness.
Thank you. Nicely done.
Nicely done.
Welcome back to the show.
Our weather was in an odd place. I mean, our news was in an odd place.
Yeah, we're still figuring out the news thing here.
Things are a little hodgepodge right now, but that is live radio. That is what we do around here, and it's fun. Let's dive into this one, gang. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Again, we will kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our great friend Madison Rafter from the Southwick County Humane Society. We'll have our Pet of the Week. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
The price of postage is going up 2 cents later this month.
Okay.
And naturally, people have complained about it, just like when they raise the price on anything. As if we do not understand how this stuff works. Like,
come on.
In a new poll, 39% of people said that they disapprove of the price increase, and 21% saying they strongly disapprove. Those people seem very upset. But when asked how much a stamp, here's the thing, though. Okay, and this is I want, especially in an election year, really, really, really want people to hear this and to feel this.
Okay.
But when asked how much a stamp costs, only 14% of Americans correctly answered 66 cents. If you don't know what you're talking about, please let the other people talk.
Stop talking.
Stop talking.
Please.
Like, I'm trying not to say shut up, but please, for the love of all that is, I have no problem with people venting or putting their feelings out there, especially in this country. That's part of what we're founded on.
Right.
And I embrace that. I encourage that. Mm-hmm. Get on your soapbox. Do your thing. Whatever. Just do your homework. Just know what you're talking about. It's bad enough we've got politicians doing this. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyday citizens, too. Like, you guys also?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop paying attention once it passed 50 cents.
Yeah.
And then with all of the controversy with what is happening within the post office hierarchy, I'm like, pretty much anything to support our post office because we need it.
We need it. Yeah.
We do not want to know what the world is like without our post office, without our postal workers and everything. And part of how we combat the people, Wisconsin may have not gotten behind this, but 20 other states raised their minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've talked about with all of our representatives, and I'll be talking about with Representative Krug tomorrow, a little preview for there, Scott. One of the things that is important going forward is what our business is going to do, where the government is not stepping up. Where are they going to step up? They shouldn't have to, but where are they going to?
Mm-hmm.
And
Wisconsin going to be late to the plate for everything?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah. Yep.
We're already behind on this and this and this and this subject. Mm-hmm. Well, what about this one? You know, we seem to be behind on that one too. If we're gonna keep people in this state and we're gonna bring new people to this state, you're gonna do it by a couple of factors: childcare, women wanting control of their bodies. You know, seems pretty.
That's a pretty important thing, yeah.
Minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not rocket science here. This isn't difficult.
And affordable housing.
Yes. Looking at the states that are not hemorrhaging people, that are not losing people like crazy or anything, that are seeing an influx, you're seeing a coincidence. They're those things.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to something like raising the price of a stamp, did anybody ask why they're raising the price of the stamp? Just started complaining, just started whining. We need postal workers.
Yep.
We need to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
We need to give them, we need to have combated prices. Okay, this business is paying them more, UPS or Amazon or anything else. So we've got to compete with that.
Yep.
This is business 101. This is this is part of what our country's founded on.
Yep.
But then people are going to lose their minds over it. Like, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
Like, understand the country you're living in or, you know, grow up.
Yep. There is a reason we have the Postal Service today, because back when the country was founded and for many decades afterwards, it was the Wild West.
Yeah.
There was no National Postal Service, and it was horrible. It was horrible. Nothing got delivered. It was, people were price gouged. It was terrible. So that's the reason we came up with the National Postal Service, because we needed it.
Right. And they've talked about, well, we can just replace it with, you know, FedEx or these other UPS. So we've got private companies that can do it. Let the market decide. Well, guess what? They don't deliver everywhere. Mm-hmm. Do you know who does?
Mm-hmm.
The Postal Service.
The Post Service. Yep. You got it.
So again, when asked how much a stamp cost, and they asked the people that were complaining the most about it, only 14% of those people could guess. 49% of people guessed prices lower than 66 cents, and 19% of people didn't even guess because they had no clue.
No clue. Didn't even know where
no
it was
clue,
at.
But I'm going to be mad about it.
Yeah.
I again, vent all you want, speak your mind, but just do your homework. Just do your homework.
Right.
It's not difficult. It's not a difficult thing at all to do. We get into this one, and maybe our last topic, to the top of the hour here. Sweethearts are those little conversation heart candies with messages like "be mine" and that kind of thing. Well, this year they're doing a special version for single people who are caught up in situationships. I am so out of date that I had to look up what situationships is. I admit I looked it up. I did.
I don't know what it means.
Quote, according to the Oxford Dictionary, a romantic or sexual relationship that is not considered to be formal or established.
So friends with benefits.
Exactly.
Basically, yes,
exactly. Yeah. They just gave it a fancier word.
More confusing word.
Yeah.
I'm in a situation. Do you need help?
Is that a good thing, a bad thing? Yeah, I don't know. It's very vague.
I mean, I've been in some situations, let me tell you.
It's like a relationship, but it's a situationship. It's very confusing.
Very confusing.
It did make Oxford's short list of the word of the year for 2023. Starting next week, Sweethearts will sell boxes of situationship hearts that look just like the normal candy. The only difference is the words are blurry and hard to read.
Nice. Okay, I kind of like this.
Okay, it's not bad. Not bad.
Way to go. Yeah. Way to go, Sweethearts.
Their press release used the term literal mixed messages.
Oh, God. That's clever. That is clever.
It's probably all the rejects of, like, the misprints of the, yes, the real one. Yes.
That's all it is. They're just trying to find a way to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It sounds like they might even be repurposing their misprinted hearts and just tossing them in a box. Yeah. Yeah.
On point.
Their VP of marketing said, quote, "The printing on Sweethearts isn't always perfect. This is our way of embracing those imperfections in a way that taps into pop culture." They go on sale at Sweetheart Candies at 9 a.m. Eastern Time this coming Monday.
That's funny.
I love this.
Yes.
I'm all for it. Don't throw those things away. Use them.
We were just talking about repurposing stuff and everything. Here's another use of it. What I also really love and value about this is something that I think another thing that smart businesses get, transparency. Mm-hmm. You know, being honest with your consumers, being honest with your customers. Mm-hmm. There is nobody who has ever, "Why'd you go bankrupt?" Because we were honest with our customers. Yeah, I didn't see that coming. No. It only benefits companies. You see this all the time. Mm-hmm. We are not the only ones that are getting excited about this and cheering on Sweethearts for this idea and everything.
Right.
When you're on the up and up.
Yeah.
The other really great thing they're doing is they're acknowledging that not everybody is in a relationship.
Yeah.
And they're reaching out to that segment of the population, which is very large.
Mm. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. Mm. And
they're normalizing it.
Yeah. There's all kinds of relationships. It's a spectrum of how people relate to each other in different ways. And I think, that makes sense.
I'm excited to see what they come up with next.
Yeah.
What's to follow?
It was always going to happen with relationships that they were going to get only more detailed and more specific. Mm-hmm. Sexuality has been that way since the dawn of human beings.
Oh, absolutely.
We just didn't always talk about it or acknowledge it or have words for it or anything. Mm-hmm. There's nothing new under the sun with that stuff.
No.
The idea now it's becoming more of a, okay, well, how do we we define these things.
Right.
Because we have to label and define everything in society.
Of course we do.
The idea of just letting things be, that's not our thing. As human beings, we have to be able to label it and number it and categorize it. So that part is going to be interesting to see as we go forward. There's just going to be billions and billions of categories.
Right. Yeah.
Should be interesting, though. I find it exciting. I think it's fun. This world and the way it's going and everything. Mm-hmm. You're going to have naysayers. You're going to have a lot of other things come up. But to me, time only goes one direction. You can flow with it, or you can try to fight it. Talk to people that try to fight time.
Yeah, it doesn't go well.
No, it doesn't go well. No. Time's undefeated. Time, Mother Nature, my mom. All undefeated.
Things
all
you will
them.
Never beat in life.
Yes. We're going to get out of here on that. We'll take a quick time out, get to some news for you, hopefully. I think so.
We're going to do some jumping around here. Let's do some jumping, man.
We're going to do some jumping. When we do get back live and direct with you, we will have Madison Rafter, Executive Director of the Southland County Humane Society, joining us with our Pet of the Week right here on the morning show at WFHR locally.